On a lighter note, ladies and gentlemen, today is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Stutz, and he's Freddie Kiger.
How you doing, folks? Hope everybody's doing well and enjoying the midsummer.
Playing my air guitar.
Yes.
Right here. Ready for the music.
Air drums.
Mm-hmm. Air harmonica.
Air harmonica, yes. Air Jordan.
Little blues harp.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for this?
Gotta have a hit. Fresh air.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah,
good song.
Yeah, it was. Wow, boy, I hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah, I know. Neither have I.
Messenger?
It just pops into my mind. Yeah.
Quicksilver Messenger?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Stuff like that just pops in my head all the time.
As soon as somebody says something, almost like any kind of lyric kind of thing, it jumps in there.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Exactly. I'm going to have to play that song now that I've said it.
The Billboard's Top 100 chart wasn't to debut until November, but on July the 16th, 1955, no question, this song had parents worried and teenagers hopping. Name this number one tune that Ron's about to play that was number one for 8 weeks in the summer of 55.
This date in 1955.
Yes, sir. Number one for an 8 week stretch.
All right. Listen, everybody. Here we go. I don't know what it is either. Have I got it on the turntable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock.
Well, my goodness, rocking
we
around the
like
clock.
We were like juking while you were doing that.
Exactly,
man. It was a great song.
You're ready to rock and roll today, going back to the early days.
Yeah, we're going to rock around the clock. Mm-hmm. We're going to, in the parentheses, rock around the clock by, of course,
Bill Haley and the Comets.
Bill Haley and his Comets. And the thing that was so incredible that year, the year already had number one tunes like Let Me Go Lover,
uh-huh.
Sincerely,
right.
Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom.
Yep.
But I'm not sure my parents or anybody was ready for the rockabilly Bill Haley and his Comets rock around the clock.
It was a little change of pace, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Boom. Yeah, I can see him probably going, oh, my God, what is this generation coming to?
I know, man. You know, but you know
it's
what?
Trash.
Rock and roll will never last.
No, never. No.
It's never going to last. It's a passing phase.
Long live rock. I need it every day. The Who!
Yeah, boy. People back then, even Bill Haley and his Comets and other, you know, pioneers like that, had no idea what was to come in the years ahead,
goodness.
In the decades ahead.
And then some thought disco would do it in the 70s.
That's right. But
we were driving around town, and there'd be a stop sign, and somebody would spray paint disco underneath.
Top disco.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, man. My gosh.
Well, hey, thanks, man.
That was fun. Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it.